Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. The leader of another American community is turning to prayer after a mass shooting today.
Lord, we pray for this community, the city of Hampton, as we go through this.
Ann Tarpley is mayor of Hampton, Georgia, a small town about 40 miles south of Atlanta, where four adults were shot and killed in a subdivision this morning. Henry County Sheriff Reginald Scandrett says a lot of women and men with badges and guns are looking for one man at this hour.
Henry County Police, U.S. Marshal, Henry County Fire, EMA, and every Metro Atlanta police public safety agency. This is an all-hands-on-deck movement to make sure that we place Mr. Andrew Longmore in custody.
Police haven't said what the motive for the shooting was. It's stifling in Phoenix, says KPHO-TV meteorologist Paul Horton.
Temps today will hit our high, 118, at around 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Boy, find somewhere cool, folks. 117 on Sunday. 117 again on Monday.
There could be a heat record set in Las Vegas this weekend. The record is 117 degrees. Mike Gretzky, visiting from Pennsylvania, says comparatively speaking, it's not so bad.
Hot, but not. It's not been East Coast hot. East Coast has been a lot worse. This is more bearable. When you come outside and you sweat, your body, it evaporates, your body cools. That doesn't happen on the East Coast.
It's now 112 degrees in Las Vegas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a video today explaining his sudden trip to the hospital, saying he'd been suffering from dehydration. Netanyahu said he had spent time with his wife at the Sea of Galilee under the sun with no hat on, with no water. Not a good idea, he said. Some Republican state attorneys general are taking their fight against affirmative action to the workplace.
13 of them have written to the CEOs of 100 of the nation's largest companies, warning of the legal consequences against using race as a factor in hiring and employment practices. They say the recent Supreme Court ruling dismantling affirmative action could also apply to private entities. But some legal experts point out that the court's ruling applies to higher education institutions and others that receive federal funding and doesn't directly affect private employers. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Powerball jackpot for tonight's drawing has grown to an estimated $875 million. Most winners choose the cash option, which would be just $442 million, minus taxes, of course. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit. The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil.
As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat and silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows around 55, winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 78, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows around 52, tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, TGIF. I've never been so glad to welcome a Friday with you, my little buddy. How you doing, man?
Crudy, good to see you. Good to be here, man. It's I'm stoked. It's Friday. It's been a long week, and it's going to be a great weekend.
WAUK 540 AM Studios, the Shaw. Caw, the Shaw.
Caw.
We got our pal Anastasia producing for us today, and the phone numbers, well, singular. There's only one you need to know, 844-967-2789. That one works, and I assure you, it is Friday. This is live.
This is live. We're live.
We're doing it live. Just in time for a big party weekend here in this city. Damn, Milwaukee going nuts. Anastasia said, Harley Fest has taken over.
It is unbelievable. Of course, we have the construction as well. Now you got, you know, 100,000 bikes coming to town, right? Harley Davidson 120th anniversary.
Can you feel the thunder in your chest?
It's so much fun. And Brady Street, you know, my dearly beloved Brady Street, gonna be shut down. Bikes only for the next two nights.
What about electric scooters? Can they ride them amongst the Harley guys?
I think you can ride an electric scooter up and down. I think that's allowed. But it is on. And of course, Green Day performing tonight down at the Veterans Memorial Park for the Harley Davidson.
Wait, let me guess.
Birthday party.
You've got tickets.
I got tickets.
Oh,
pretty.
Man, live the life of Riley.
And then tomorrow, the Foo Fighters, man. And I think the Cult is opening up tonight. And who else we see? Joan Jett also tomorrow.
You have tickets for tomorrow as well?
I do. Yes.
Did I mention I hate you?
But only general admission, man. You know, I didn't go all out this year. We'll see what happens.
What's general admission mean? You're back on the picnic tables?
They set it up. It's a pop-up, right? So I have no idea what the situation is going to be like when I walk in tonight.
You get to party with everyone else, but you have no access to bathrooms. That cost extra.
Yeah, right.
Pay toilets.
Oh, there'll be, you know how it is. It's summertime, man. It's porta potty time.
You know, there are some other big events coming up specifically. And, Dom, we're going to highlight a big event coming up. This one. I'm adding this one forever to my summer calendar. Salmon-O-Rama. We are literally going to promote this fine event, Salmon-O-Rama. This is a big deal in Racine. It starts tomorrow. We got Nick Van Gompel going to join us here in just a few minutes. We'll talk about that. And you're going to Green Day. So you've got exciting plans. Crudy, not so much. I'm here Waukesha with you. That's about as... This will be the highlight of my weekend.
Story of your life, man. I am your highlight, Michael. You're welcome.
Just getting a live show on the radio for you, you know what I mean? And the audience, just to feel like we could accomplish that goal once this week. You know, that in and of itself, Dom, that makes it all worthwhile. The drive, the early start, the warm conditions. I'm wearing pants.
Man, what are you doing, man?
I had business meetings.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a businessman.
I got flip-flops and shorts.
You don't even know what a business is, Jerry.
Business.
You know, although I haven't opened my computer all day, not even prior to the show here. Like, you know, I knew I wasn't really going to try that hard because it's Friday.
It's Friday, baby. We can get through a Friday.
Dominic, it's also 1 year to the RNC. I feel kind of celebratory about that. It's going to be a big party, right? Coming to Milwaukee. Better Milwaukee than Madison. Coming to your hometown.
Yeah.
I know you're not real excited. I'm excited that they're coming here and not to my town.
Yes. Yeah. I see how that is. Why wouldn't you want them in your town? You don't want the Oath Keepers or the Proud Boys or the 3%ers or the Boogaloo Boys or Name Your White National Christian Nazi Movement marching in your town, Crudy? But you're welcome them here in Milwaukee.
Well, I will welcome them here to Milwaukee.
No, they're not welcome. I don't welcome them.
Well, sure. That's just, you know, the Wisconsin welcome.
What did Obama say? How hard is it to say that Nazis are bad?
Dom, let me give the folks a little bit of the reporting because it's 1 year out, Dom. The 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 1 year away. It's like staging 4 Super Bowls in a row. Now, I've been to a convention or two. It doesn't feel like 4 Super Bowls, does it? I mean, maybe from the broadcast production point of view, because there are a lot of moving parts.
Right.
A lot of speechifying.
Certainly.
A lot of quick hitters. And then some music. And then, you know, so from that point of view. But.
I've not been to a Super Bowl, Michael. But I got to tell you, the RNC in Cleveland.
Didn't feel like a Super Bowl, did it?
No, man. There was literally like after Trump spoke, right?
There was no party.
There was no party. And there was a band between, you know, the two facilities, with the ballpark and the basketball stadium.
Quick and Loan Stadium in Jacobs Field,
and they had pop-up, you know, bars outside and a band
great
playing.
Band.
And there literally what? There was like nobody dancing. And then there was like 3 people dancing.
Maybe if they had Green Day or Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
Dom, it's a year to go before one of the biggest political shows on Earth. You know, the devil's advocate touches down for 4 days and nights in Milwaukee. I assure you, I will be here, even if it's on the basement futon at the Salvia's. The Republican National Convention will be held July 15th through 18th, 2024. And the event will bring 50,000 people to Milwaukee as Republicans gather to nominate their national ticket to take on the Democrats. Now, I would point out, Super Bowl is going to seat more like 100,000, right?
I know. This is what
How
I'm
is
saying.
How is that 4 Super Bowls?
Come on. Because it's the Republicans. They exaggerate a little bit sometimes, you know, and they take after their dear leader.
Former White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, who is the chairman of the host committee, says the event is so large, it's like staging 4 Super Bowls in a row. No, it's not, because there's only 1 Super Bowl. Even the nomination process, there's one really big night when the candidate comes out and the balloons come down. We were in the Quicken Loans Arena when that happened for Trump back in 16.
That dreadful, dreary, sad night. The whole place, man, walking out, nobody's smiling. Nobody was partying.
Of course, the DNC in 2020 was in Wilmington, Delaware, not Milwaukee. And that's why they're coming here, is really to troll this city. Right? I mean, this was so predictable. The Republicans would come here entirely in an effort to troll your fair city. Here is a little more from our boy, your boy, Reince Priebus. again, the chairman of the committee says the event is so large, it's hyperbolically like staging four Super Bowls in a row. No, it's not. You know, because Super Bowls are more than 50,000 people, and this is like building up. If he said it's like building up to the Super Bowl, it's like an NFC championship game, an AFC champion, because the other nights are important. You meet the vice president, you featured different aspects about the candidacy or other surrogates, but they all can't be the Super Bowl, right?
I'm not sure they're even allowed to use the term Super Bowl.
Well, let's not get ourselves in trouble. It's still in the distance, a year to go, and in some ways it's a little surreal. A little? Milwaukee getting this second chance at a big political show so quickly after the dashed dreams of 2020. Oh, my dreams were dashed. When the Democratic convention was turned virtual because of the pandemic, all the plans were scrapped but not forgotten as Milwaukee mounted its bid in the Republican convention and claimed the prize. They claimed their prize last August.
Did anybody else really want
it? No, not really. Me and Chevy Johnson yeah. are the only two people in that I have spoken to that really do anything more than cringe. Preparations them have long been underway to fund, organize, and stage the event. The initial round of requests for proposals have already gone out. We did not request any. We didn't propose any. Ask Priebus what the scene will look like in Milwaukee over those 4 days next July, and he tries to make it personal. Of course, there will be plenty of politics, including the potential for some real fractious moments as Republicans scramble for the nomination. To Priebus, though, the convention, what's about relationships, Tom?
Yeah, like January 6th. A lot of relationship building going on then.
It's long enough that delegates and people and leaders from all over the world end up becoming part of the Milwaukee family. Now, leaders from all over the world, you know, the Democrats traditionally invite, you know, Democrats from America, but the Republicans, they're very encompassing. I swear to God. I saw a couple of guys at the Winking Lizard in Cleveland in 2016 in the Grease Zone. If their name wasn't Sergi, it should have been.
I mean, was Maria Butina around at the time too, right?
That's a whole different story. You're going to have to ask Scott Walker about his convicted spy ex-girlfriend. Anyways, on to the quotes from Priebus. And there's truly an opportunity for the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin to take that real kinship and allow it to grow into future opportunities and growth for the area and the state. It's a growth opportunity, Dom. It's unique. It's extremely special. Again, this is a quote, not me. And I think it's very personal. You're going to take it very personal.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking it personal. We see the Confederate flags marching down the street. I'm going to take that personal.
The convention is also expensive. The host committee is charged with raising about $68 million to fund the event, which Trump will try to skim some portion of, right? Which doesn't just pay for production costs and venue rentals, but also a transportation system to ferry the delegates from hotels to arenas. A grant from the federal government is designed to pay for the blanket of security, you know, the green zone, Dom, around the Fiserv Forum to the Baird Center. The convention facility, formerly called the Wisconsin Center, it's undergoing a $456 million expansion project. Ooh. It's due to be completed next spring and will double its space. The fundraising's going very well, Priebus said, declining to give an overall dollar amount secured.
It's going great.
I'm not at all nervous about fundraising. Not nervous, but it's something that has to continue. It never stops.
No, it does not stop. We don't stop.
We can't.
We tick and we talk.
We won't, and we don't stop. Especially not on a Friday.
No.
We can make it through to 6 o'clock. We've got five guests joining us. Nick Van Gumpel. He is with the Salmonorama. We're going to tell you all about it. It's a fun thing to do this weekend. It's actually a multi-day event, we'll tell you. And Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Morning's Cannolis. Better bring us some cannolis here to the walk. The Shaw Studios, 5:40 a.m. Come on back with us. I know it's time for break.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app. You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Kalamazoo, Michigan, at Homer Stryker Field, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters will visit the Kalamazoo Growlers for a two-game series starting tonight. First pitch scheduled in about 13 minutes. So we're excited to get this show on the road. The Rafters are coming to this game 27-20. You take it back to last night where they took down the Knox Spiders 8-6. They out-hit them 13-7, in which was a back-and-forth game. A lot of uncertainties in that game. The only thing that was certain was it was a lot of action, and certainly was. The Rafters were down 1-0 early on. They got three straight runs in the bottom of the first. They were up 3-1, and then the Dock Spiders came storming back. They went up 6-4, and then you take it to the Rafters. They were looking like, all right, well, we got to keep going in this game. Well, they get four unanswered. They go win and win that game 8-6. It was a back-and-forth game, a long night. So Wisconsin Rapids was fortunate to win that game. But they're taking on a Growlers team that has been red-hot in everything of it. They're 8-3 overall, 8-3 in the second half. And they're 29-16 overall. They have the best record in the Great Lakes East Division here in the second half and overall. So they finished second in the first half. They were not able to get a playoff berth, but right now here in the second half, they are feeling themselves. They are playing great baseball, and the Rafters are going to have a lot on their plate today if they want to take down a Growlers team that has been playing some of their best baseball. And you look back in June 15th to the 16th, the Rafters hosted the Growlers for a two-game series. Kalamazoo won 5-1 and 4-3. They shut that series down. They swept them. So Wisconsin Rapids has not found an answer to the Growlers as of now. But a big opportunity for them to continue what they've been doing. They won five straight. They lose to Fond du Lac two nights ago. They win last night to get back in the win column. So they've won six of their past seven games. So they're playing great baseball, and they're going to need to do so once again today. Starting pitcher for the Rafters, Josh Howitt, will be getting the start on the mound. He's appeared in nine games, a guy that has been unbelievable for the Rafters. He's got the best ERA on the team, and he's somebody that they can rely on night in and night out. So Josh Howitt, the ace for the Rafters. Yes, 10 games appeared in with a 1-1 record. He's had 29 innings of work. He's allowed 13 hits, 10 runs, but 34 strikeouts. The Northwoods League All-Star for his second straight season has a .31 ERA, which was better than last season where he appeared in 13 games and a 2.5 ERA. He's got a .31. He's been unbelievable and always a guy good for three or four punch-outs a night. So he's going to be getting the start, and the Raptors, they always can rely on somebody like him. They have a great team behind them, and people that can do that are Levi Jensen will be getting the start at the catcher's position. Brendan Bobo at first today. Chris Conniff at second. Jorge Degani at third. Garrett Broussard at shortstop. Anthony Gallison at left. Ty Johnson at center. And a new face for the Raptors, Orlando Lordoy out of Panama. So from Benedictine University at Mesa. So a international guy that was brought in yesterday, watched the game from basically the stands, and then came in, and now he's starting in at right field today. So we're excited to see the Panama products get going for the Raptors. Perhaps it can add to their level of offense that's already been very good here. So Jorge Degani, another guy they can rely on as well at third base. He's a guy that's been batting, well, above the 300 mark, and you take it, you look at it, he's been batting a 348, which leads the team right now. So he's found his rhythm once more, and he's been doing that basically almost the entire season. So at DH for them, Jack Gervich. So he's a guy that they can always count on. Gervich back in the lineup. Went 0 for 5 yesterday, but batting a 303 overall, 36 hits on 119 at-bats. So Raptors have a good lineup. They put it together. Kirk Schreider in his third season, so he's a guy that can know what to do with his team, and he's got a great baseball mind. So putting this team together hopefully can take down a Kalamazoo team that has been playing very good baseball, and they're starting off with Tyler Johnson. He is the pitcher getting the start on the mound. So Tyler Johnson, a reliable guy. He's had a 2-1 record for them. He's out of Alma College in Lexington, Michigan. He's had 8 games appeared in with a 2-1 record. 27 and two-third innings of work. He's lost versus Kenosha, but won twice versus Rockford. So he's had success against the Rivets. So Luke Mitchell will be getting starting in at the catcher's position. Joey Winters at first. Gavin Lewis Jr. at second. And at third, Jimmy Natty at shortstop. The Virginia Cavalier, Henry Godbout at left field. You have Springer, Gabe Springer. And at center, Banks Tolley, Kaysen Taggart at right field. So Wisconsin Rapids, an opportunity for them. They come to Michigan for the second and final time. The Growlers went early to Wisconsin Rapids early in the month of June, about the second week. So about a month later, these two teams square off once again. And you also take it back to last year where the Raptors had an opportunity to go to the championship, but Kalamazoo won that game 7-6 and in Wisconsin Rapids. So Raptors have been 0-3 against Kalamazoo in their past three games last year and including this year. So they haven't had a win against them yet. That's going to be a big key for them if they can find ways to get going. So we'll find out here. First pitch coming up shortly in about 8 minutes. We'll step away on WFHR.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you, the big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
And back here inside Homer Stryker Field as these two teams right now taking about a moment's silence to remember Connor McKenzie, one of the best Northwoods League umpires who suddenly passed away. So these two teams, and interesting, and what they're doing is honoring him once more. So taking a moment of silence as a moment of silence coming up in a national anthem as well. First pitch in about 5 minutes. We'll step away. We'll be back shortly.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
So getting set here, just about 2 minutes away from Rafters and Growlers on this day where it looks a bit cloudy towards left field. There's scheduled rain, about 40% chance of thunderstorms in the forecast, but we should be okay because Rafters, they've been a little bit unlucky. You take it back to Wednesday, that doubleheader, which was the longest day of the year. I tell you, for the players, staff, for everybody, Rafters got there around 9 in the morning, and they were there till about 11 o'clock at night. So it was a long day, rain delays, and well, and then also yesterday as well against Fond du Lac in the second game, where it was about a 30-minute rain delay in the top of the third. So hopefully it holds out for today, because these two teams have a lot of talent. And I certainly will tell you, Kalamazoo is a team that definitely does. They have guys from all over. They got guys from Virginia, Stanford. You got guys from Ole Miss as well. So they have a lot of talent, a lot of Division I talent as well. So Rafters, you know, for them, when they lost the first game and the second in the series against Kalamazoo, 5-1 and 4-3, there was a lot of home runs hit in that game. And one of the guys that really did that was Will Furniss. So he had two home runs. He's had two home runs this entire season, and it came against the Rafters and also Banks Tolley, another one as well that had home runs in those games. He's had 5 home runs on the season. So this is a big hitting team. They have a lot of guys that are ready to make an impact for them. So Wisconsin Rapids is going to have to shut that down with the offense. And Josh Howitt is somebody that definitely can do that. Howitt will be the interesting part, obviously, because we know what he can do. But Conniff Degani and Broussard, they have a great chemistry, 4, 5, and 6. And what I love about this lineup, Conniff and Broussard at shortstop and at second base, those guys are both returning Raptors. They know the ropes of this team, so it will be a good thing to have them out there. And knowing, look, Chris Conniff the other day when the Raptors lost 2-1, he made 2 errors in that game, and it really allowed Fond du Lac to win that game. But nonetheless, this is a great ball player, a guy that doesn't make many errors at all, and it was very uncharacteristic of him to do that. So it will be a key for him to just continue to play well and shake off what happened the other day. So Garrett Broussard as well, another shortstop. So he'll be there in that sixth position. For the Raptors in their batting order, Ty Johnson leads off, Jorge Degani adding second. Brendan Bobo third, Gervich in the cleanup spot, Broussard fifth. Orlando Lodoy at 6th, Anthony Gallison 7th, Chris Conniff 8th, and Levi Jensen batting in the 9 hole. For the Growlers, you have Gavin Lewis, Henry Godbout in the first 2, Gabe Springer at the left fielder batting 3rd, Kaysen Taggart 4th, Will Furness 5th, Jimmy Natty 6th, Joey Winter 7th, Banks Tolley 8th, and Luke Mitchell batting in the 9th spot for them. So Will Furness is the one DHing. As for Gervich, is for the Raptors. So Kalamazoo in their pink tops with the blue Kalamazoo logos on the front and the blue numbers on the back. Also their white leggings as well. The Raptors in their scheduled away uniforms. They have the maroon and gold, the maroon logos, the maroon tops with the gold logos on the front and the gold numbers on the back. They have the black leggings as well. So Raptors were home for quite a bit. 7 of their past 8 days, they were home. So today they just head to Michigan for a 2-game road trip, as this tomorrow's game will be at 1:35. So just a quick in and out, and then they have a much-needed off day on Monday. So then after that, they have 4 of their next 6 at home. So another big homestand coming up. Not a big one, but a little bit less than before. So nonetheless, they'll be at home, so a lot of fans can come out and enjoy a great ballpark and great food and great atmosphere at Witterfield. So here today at Homer Stryker Field, a lot of fans have showed up, and I'll tell you, this is a great ballpark all around. They have great amenities, great food, it seems, and well, the Raptors hoping to spoil that today, because Kalamazoo spoiled the Raptors games at Witterfield. So Tyler Johnson, the right-hander, he'll be the one on the mound for Kalamazoo, and a guy out of Alma College, a Lexington, Michigan native, 27 2/3 innings pitched. He's allowed 30 hits, 17 runs, and 15 walks he's thrown, but he's had 24 strikeouts for 4.23 ERA. So the right-hander warming up right now. And so Ty Johnson leading off for the Raptors. He's had 45 hits on 156 at-bats in total. Batting a 288, leads the team in at-bats and hits. He has 24 runs and 20 RBIs. So the left-hander Ty Johnson just out of the dugout right now. And getting into his stance, he's technically on the on-deck position. So Tyler Johnson, so you have Tyler Johnson on Ty Johnson. So both the Ty Johnsons going at it to start this game here in Kalamazoo. Homer Stryker Field is the sign of today. So Ty Johnson, the center fielder, warming up right now. So yeah, third base is Kirk Schreider. At first is Orlando Rodriguez. So the left-hander Johnson on the right-handed Tyler Johnson. So both the Johnsons going at it. Here we go from Kalamazoo. Raptors have been 2-2 this year in Michigan. They split the series with Battle Creek and also split the series with the Pittsbitters. So the Growlers last night were in a game where it was 5-4. They lost, but the first offering comes in up and a down. And in 4-ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Johnson once more serves in for a strike this time, 1-1. So, yeah, they played Rockford last night. They lost 5-4, but it was a forfeit from Rockford due to some pitching issues. The 1-1 just away and a curveball at that time at 80. So 2-1 count. Tyler Johnson working quick as Ty Johnson swings and hits a ground ball over to Winters at first, steps on the bag, an easy one down. So a quick ground out, and this brings up Jorge Degatti, a guy that's leading the team in batting average with a .348. He's at 31 hits in total on 89 at-bats with 13 runs. So this guy has been feeling himself. And last night, he certainly was 3-for-5 with a run and a 2-RBI day. So Degatti hits a high fly ball into the second baseman, Lewis, who comes under it and makes an easy catch for two down. So Brendan Bobo now, it's his turn to step in, 27 hits in total. He's at 116 at-bats, batting a .233. First in home runs, first in RBIs, but he's also first in strikeouts with 32. So a quick two down here for Kalamazoo. Top of the first, Tyler Johnson will set in fire, and Bobo sees a change of that time, and it comes in a little bit low, 1-0. 1-0 count, setting and serving. So 2-0 count. And Bobo will see it, and it pushes inside that time, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, two down. And then once more, paints the left edge of the zone, 2-2. That was a curveball that got him a little bit looking. So the count runs at 2 apiece. And Bobo will set in and just goes low for a ball, 3-2. A full count. First of the game, we've seen a quick two outs. Johnson grounds out to first, and Degatti pops out to second. The count runs full for Tyler Johnson, looking for his first strikeout. And it goes low on a check swing for ball four. So Bobo, discipline at the plate. He'll take first, and that puts a runner on for the Rafters. And now stepping in, batting in the cleanup spot, Jack Gurevich. Batting a .303, 36 hits in total on 119 at-bats. Second in RBIs with 25, and also second in home runs. And two down, Johnson looks over at first. He'll come set that fire. That paints the zone. Out on a breaking ball at 85. Two quick outs, but Bobo's at first. He was walked. As looking in once more is Johnson, the right-hander on the first base side of the mound. Right down the pipe for a strike once more. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Two down. Top of the first. Johnson will come set. He'll kick and serve as Gurevich flies this away left side out of play. That's the first foul ball we've seen this game. Two down. Jack Gurevich will look in on Johnson as Tyler Johnson just throws it above. He's got a University of San Diego from Pacific Palisades, California. The left-hander has been a big part of this team's success all season long. You'll see the 1-2 outside for a ball, 2-2. So the count runs at 2 apiece with Bobo on first. Johnson looks in once more. Hasn't recorded a strikeout, but he'll fire. And there it is that time. Skims the left part of the zone, in for strike three. And the Growlers retire this side. Gurevich goes down, so we head to the bottom of the first. As leading off for the Growlers will be Lewis Godbound and Springer. Stay tuned with us here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew details at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the first inning, Gavin Lewis Jr. will set in on Howen, who throws right down a fastball that time. So Gavin Lewis Jr. at a UAB and a rising junior from New Orleans, Louisiana. He's batting a 250. With nine RBIs in total. So Howitt sets in once more and throws a ball. Josh Howitt, a .31 ERA. And the 1-1 skied away in the air on the right field side out of play. 1-2. That's such a good thing about Josh Howitt. He gets out up in these counts so early, which forces batters to swing at the ball. And he just does his job. Howitt, the left-hander, on the right side of the mound. He'll kick high, wind in the 1-2 and up on a changeup up and away. 2-2. 2-2 count. Gavin Lewis Jr., a great leadoff man for the Growlers. And the 2-2 to fastball outside, up and away. So lefty on righty. A full count. Kalamazoo retired the Rafters in four batters. The 3-2 from Howitt. Up and outside. Starts his day off with a walk. So Lewis will get to first. That puts a runner on for Kalamazoo. Henry Godbout, the shortstop from the University of Virginia and a Brooklyn, New York native, batting a .304. He's got a home run and 10 RBIs on the season. So a guy you definitely need to look out for, another Virginia Cavalier. So Howitt will set in fire right down the pipe for a strike, 0-1. So teammates with Didowick and Hansen anymore. They both went home. That scary thing that happened with Hansen yesterday was showing bunt and got hit in the face on a ball. So, the 0-1 from Howitt just skims the zone once more. 0-2, so way ahead in the count this time, 0-2. At first is Lewis. Howitt looks over there now. The 0-2, swing and a low fly ball that slices into Lourdor in right. As that's a base hit for Godbout. So puts him at first, Lewis to second. Runners on first and second now. Kalamazoo, a good start so far. Gabe Springer, the left fielder out of Stanford, heading into his sophomore season on a Boulder, Colorado native. Yeah, look at this. Batting at .274, six home runs, 36 RBIs. He has been everything and more. Runners at first and second. Kalamazoo threatening. Howitt looks in. He'll serve. It's a fastball up and outside of the zone. 1-0. So 1-0 count. Godbout with a base hit into right. Lewis walked. He's at second. Now it serves the 1-0. Skied away, fouled off. 1-1. So Howitt's been getting ahead in these counts, but unfortunately not able to finish him off. 1-1 is the strike count. Howitt will look over at second and fire away. It's a fastball out and away on 87. Two balls, a strike. Bottom of the first. Gabe Springer, a Boulder, Colorado native, playing his collegiate ball for the Stanford Cardinal in the Pac-12. We'll see the 2-1 and a swing and a bouncer over to Conniff at second. Underhands it to Broussard and the throw to first. And Bobo now throws home. Lewis takes home, and does he get him? And does. What a play. A triple play. Are you serious? The Raptors, a triple play. That was unbelievable. Conniff fields it in, throws it to second to Broussard, who throws it back to first for the double play. Lewis decided to take home, and Bobo darts it at home for a triple play. What a play for the Raptors. We head to the top of the second, scoreless through one.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning, Raptors end the first on a triple play, the first time they've done it this season. It was a ground ball to Conniff, who underhanded it to Broussard at second and threw it to Bobo, and then Gavin Lewis decided to go home because he thought he could kind of take him out of position, but Bobo darted a ball home to Jensen, who made the tag. So Garrett Broussard batting a 239 as he'll fire a ball out and away. Fouled off. 33 hits in total. He's at 138 at bats. 20 runs as well with 13 RBIs. So the Utah Valley product. We'll see the 1-1, and it goes inside for a strike, 1-2. So last time in the top of the first, a ground out from Johnson, a pop out from Degani. Bobo walked, and Gervitz struck out. As a swing and a line drive that goes into the glove of Lewis Jr. at second, dives and makes the play. So how about that from Gavin Lewis Jr. showing his athleticism. Broussard goes down. And this brings up Orlando Lordoy, his first time he's batting for the Raptors. And a guy out of Benedictine University at Mesa from Panama City. So Lordoy, you'll see the first offering. And it goes in away for a ball, 1-0. So Orlando Lordoy will see the 1-0, the left-hander, and down low. So the first international the Raptors have had on the roster this season. So always good to bring in new faces, and especially a guy from out of the country. Previously attended Clark State College. So stands at 6'4" this season for Benedictine. He batted a 401, yes, a 401. 58 games started, 227 at-bats, 77 runs, and 91 hits. Had a slugging percentage of a 665. So Lordoy fouls it off. 3-1 is the count. When you have 227 at-bats and you bat a 401, yeah, you're definitely a guy that people are going to have to watch out for. So the senior stands tall. Ahead of the count, 3-1. He is definitely a problem for opposing teams. So Lordoy will line it into right field. Starts his day off with a base hit. He's on his way to second. Having trouble field it is Taggart. And Lordoy starts off with a double. Orlando Lordoy, how about that? Showing you why he bats a 401. The numbers speak for themselves, and he gets a base hit. First at bat for the Rafters and a liner into right center field. So Anthony Callison, he'll step in. The left fielder, 25 hits in total with 12 RBIs. Had a 2 RBI day yesterday. So Johnson gives up his first hit. There's one out. As the ball comes in low, 1-0. One out count, Anthony Gallison. The Coastal Carolina Chanticleer will see the 1-0 and a swing and a miss this time. 1-1. So Orlando Lordoy, I mean, how about that? The Panama City native sees a 3-1 count, just lines it into right center field for a double. He's very fast, too. So the 1-1 from Johnson goes in low. Gallison has to pop away as it pushes in on a changeup at 81, 2-1. So Tyler Johnson, one strikeout. He had it on Gurevich. The Rafters' first hit belongs to Lordoy, who's on in scoring position. And 2-1 count with one down. And misses low once more for Gallison, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 count. Johnson looking for his second strikeout of the evening. He'll come set, kick, and serve as Gallison slices it into right field. Taggart comes out and makes the play as he throws to second. Lordoy was already on his way to third. He forgot to tag up. So a bit of a miscue there for Orlando as Kirk Schreider having a word with his player now. So a double play for Kalamazoo, and this time it's a 9-4 double play, so we head to the bottom of the second on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 55. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 78. A blend of clouds and sun. Clear skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 52. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.